Time once again to go to the A Moment of Science mailbag. Let's see what we have today. Dear A Moment of Science, can you settle a bet for me? I have a friend who says that the Loch Ness Monster exists and that it's actually a plesiosaur. Is there such a thing? Good question. While we can't say for certain that Nessie does or doesn't exist, we can tell you that the plesiosaur was a very real species indeed. Notice, however, that I said was. Plesiosaurs were ocean-dwelling reptiles. They lived during a span of many millions of years that paleontologists call the Mesozoic era. This was the time of the great dinosaurs, which ended, along with the dinosaurs themselves, about 65 million years ago. The term plesiosaur actually includes several species, some as large as modern-day whales. They lived in the oceans and were predators, snapping up smaller animals in their sharp-toothed jaws. It's hard to draw a complete picture of such creatures with total confidence because all we have to go on is fossils. But a terrific fossil of plesiosaur was actually unearthed in a riverside cliff in Japan. The animal was 10 feet long and died with a stomach full of shellfish called ammonites. Around 30 ammonites were fossilized right where the plesiosaur's stomach would have been. So, if there is a plesiosaur living in Loch Ness and you decide to go swimming there, we suggest you watch your toes. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.